that's good.
Yeah.
All right. And I'm cool with it. It was all
flame to ozone.
Flame to ozone. Right. Just doing my part.
We used to, when I was little, I lived in Michigan, and you could burn leaves.
Yeah, you still can up there some places.
Mm-hmm. And,
it's a great smell.
Some huge fucking fires in the backyards of our neighbors or our places.
Great smell. But burning leaves. Fantastic. Great fall smell.
Also Saturday midday.
Yeah.
It was so much fun as a little kid getting to be a part of that burn, but
because they would start it with Brendan at the bottom of the pile.
Uh-huh.
All right, try to get out, little Brendan.
Let's see.
That's
how I became so elusive.
Jan and I did some leaf work. I'll ask you about your weekend quickly.
Oh, it was good. Go ahead.
I didn't mean quickly that. I just don't want to forget to tell you this part.
Oh, I bought the season 5 Sopranos box set for $3 at Half Price Books. That was a score. Just finished season 4 last night, so couldn't have come at a better time.
How many seasons are there?
There's a long-ass 6th season, 2 box sets.
There's like 8, maybe 7 or 8.
Well, I thought it was only 6.
Oh, maybe. Oh, that's it? Oh.
I thought so. I don't know.
He would know. We haven't seen it in like 15 years.
So right.
He's the one that's closest to it.
Did you burn the first 4 seasons?
Burn? Copy burn or destroy burn? No.
I guess next you're going to watch Perfect Strangers, right?
With Balky?
Yeah.
It's a good one.
Don't tell me anything about
I came up with that
perfect
one.
Perfect.
So what did you do? Anything good?
We had a surprise party for Liftoff, which was great, at Irish Times in Brookfield, and it was great because I haven't seen those guys since Mexico, so it was great.
Almost a week.
People have changed a lot, I bet, over there.
Well, bro, you still got your tan.
We had a
That's awesome.
It was a great time. Great time. Great weekend, all in all.
That's that place right by the track there, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's exactly. A nice spot.
The Irish bar?
Right.
Brooding Irish bar?
Yeah. Very good. Very good Irish
bar. Take the Burlington out there?
I meant to, but...
What'd you do? Hop a freight train instead?
I took the Chicago Northwestern instead.
Well, I just hopped a freight.
No, the Kentucky Derby was... I couldn't figure out what time it fucking started, and then it didn't start till like 5:45, and then I was on the verge of like missing the train, and so I didn't want to be late for the actual surprise, so I just hopped in a Lyft, and we drove.
For Liftoff?
Yeah, exactly, for Liftoff, and guy drove me out there.
Cool.
What does that set you back?
That was like $33.
Each way?
Well, I got a ride back from Liftoff's wife, drove,
Because he was drunk?
Yeah. So as was I. So she lugged both
I'll
of us.
Drive.
Back to, she lugged
you,
both
you
of us.
You have good
back.
Drunk car banter?
Oh, yeah.
Funny stuff?
You should get a burrito.
No, seriously.
I was like, I really
Just
would
pull
stop
off
for
here.
Met from Mexico.
There's
remember?
A ton of Mexicans in this area.
Let's do this. Ole, I speak the language. Don't worry about it.
Come on. Little village. What could go wrong here? So, well, that's good.
Yeah. That's great.
And so Janet and I, because we are south, right? We're facing north. Our unit is facing north. We get a lot of leaves and stuff that build up in the dune.
Your unit is facing north.
It is facing north. Thank you. And it's attention. We get a lot of leaves, and normally we just kind of take them off the deck.
Uh-huh.
But they really, for some reason, the condo, the maintenance guys, they don't do any maintenance on the dune side of this dune that we're on.
Mm-hmm.
It's a natural dune. Except they blow all the leaves off the path onto this grass every year. So we went out there and raked it so the grass would grow. And then I just wanted to blow it all on the path because I had a leaf blower. But she said no. So maybe she's right. So then we were putting it in, garbage bags. I lost my wedding ring.
Oh, my gosh.
Ooh. Yeah, I know. I believe that I lost it.
You're looking around for it here. Is there a chance it's here?
It might be behind my couch in there.
No.
Because lately I've been putting my arm behind that couch when I sit there. I don't know why, so I'll go look in
there. I'm going to go take a look right now.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
Wow.
But I'm pretty sure I lost it gardening or, de-leafing the dune grass.
So. You were doing this without gloves, without your work gloves.
Yeah, I bought Janet a pair of gloves on Saturday, and by Sunday she'd lost them. So I don't, because I said, "Wear your gloves." Mm-hmm. She said, "I don't know." I said, "We just bought them yesterday."
Yep.
And it's either I went through one bag of leaves. We had three giant, 50-gallon bags of 30-gallon whatever leaves. And it's impossible.
Yeah.
So.
Huh. And it wasn't taken off for a shower or
no,
or
I never take
like
it
that.
Off.
Yeah.
Never. So.
Wow.
Not in there, right?
No.
Yeah.
I kept it. No, it's your love seat, right? You never sit on the full couch.
Correct.
You're always on the love seat.
Yeah.
I'm
sure that it came off. I was pulling on this one weed really hard to get it out of the ground, and whatever. I mean, it's not whatever. I'm bummed out that I lost it because I've had it for 40 years.
Oh, yeah.
Almost 40 years. But.
So you think it ended up in one of the garbage bags? Or
I think so. It might still be out there, but.
Do you have a metal detector?
No.
Doc, can he borrow yours?
Well, the garbage bags
are gone.
I'll give
him a good one, yeah.
The garbage day is Monday, so the garbage bags are gone.
Oh.
I went through one bag. I was telling Doug, I went through one bag, and it's like impossible. Because they're all wet, and they're oak leaves, so they never really decompose, but they get funky.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And stick together. And So.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah. So I was pissed off that those guys don't do any raking over there if they're going to blow all the leaves there. And then I went down to my garage. Because I turned off the water and I had to piss. So we have a garage. There's like a bunch of garages on the way out. So I went over to where our garage is, and it's right across from the garage that the guys who manage the development, where they keep all their stuff, and they're like New Buffalo hillbillies, right? So they just got like paint cans and shit all over the place. Oh. I mean, it looks horrible, right?
Oh,
and,
yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's my garage. It's right, and there's a basketball hoop that's got, they're always telling people complain that there's no play area for kids in the woods, and they say, just have your kids go play basketball down by the garage. You couldn't even play there because there's stuff everywhere. So I'm going to call and complain about both those things later today.
Sure.
And tell them I lost like a really expensive ring. But then I went and pissed on their garage door right in front of Janet.
Uh-huh.
She's like, what are you doing? And I'm pissing on their garage door.
Huh.
Well, what for? I don't know. I feel like it.
Felt like the
they're
thing
they
do.
They do. They're doing it my territory.
Yeah.
Hmm. So I pissed right on their door.
Hmm. All right.
I said, I hope there aren't any cameras. I said, I hope there are.
You're right.
That's like saying.
Knowing that there weren't.
It's your way of saying you want to sit down.
It's my way of just, I don't know.
Yeah.
I just felt the urge, the territorial imperative to just piss on their garage door. Hmm. I wished I could have gotten it up so. I wish I had a stream. What's the word that you use for your stream?
The force?
Yeah, forceful enough to get up to the keypad.
Uh-huh.
Up where there's a keypad up on the
on
a lot of garage doors.
Yeah,
I couldn't get it up that high.
I don't know if you want to complete that circuit, though, electronically. If
it's just a battery.
Okay.
It's just like a little, it's like a 9-volt.
All right.
I could take it.
All right.
I've put 9 volts on my dick before.
Okay.
Mm.
While it was wet?
Mm. No. Just I don't know. Do you ever have a 9-volt battery? I'm sure you've had this happen because you use them a lot in your pedals and stuff for music.
Mm.
Ever have a quarter go across the two
Terminals
of a 9-volt battery?
No. What happens?
It gets hot as fuck.
Really?
Yeah.
The quarter or the battery?
The battery. Well, and the quarter. But
oh,
the battery, it'll explode on you if you don't.
Really?
Yeah. For fun sometime, just put it on a table and put a quarter on it.
See what happens. Just let it.
It'll get hot as fuck.
Wow. I would imagine so, yeah.
Really? That's never happened to you?
No.
Well, you probably don't. You just put them in your pedals.
Yeah.
You don't probably keep one in your pocket.
No, I've switched over to using plugging them in.
Oh, right. You got the wall warts and
stuff.
Exactly,
yeah.
All right.
And that's all you get. Free preview, remember? But we've got more. Check out all of the Steve Dahl Network offerings and become a valued subscriber. Go to doll.com and sign up today. Offer not valid in Moldavia, Three Mile Island, and Jerkoffistan.